Let's go to Bethlehem. That's what the shepherds said after the angel came to them, saying, Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us. The shepherds listened to the angel and went with haste to Bethlehem. There they found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger with the animals standing around, their breath steaming in the cool night air. As the shepherds entered and knelt in at the manger, gazing with awe at the baby and his parents, they were at the end of the long chain of people who had been watching and waiting for this very thing to happen. For many, many years, all the way back to the time of Adam and Eve, there were people watching and waiting for God to fulfill His promises and send His Son. Sometimes these people felt that God was very far away, but they also knew that God promised to come very close someday, close enough to see and touch. Through the long years of waiting, people had heard God's promises and believed them. Some of these people even talked with God, and because God's messengers announced again and again of God's great plan. The shepherds, like most people in Israel, also waited and watched for the coming of the Messiah. As they spent their nights out on the lonely hills and fields surrounding Bethlehem, they looked upwards to the heavens, wondering. So it was that they saw the heavenly host and heard the angels announce the good news. This morning, we are going to take a trip to hear once again the good news that fulfills God's promises and to discover afresh and celebrate the meaning of Christmas. On the way, we will visit with just a few of the people who pointed the way to Bethlehem many long years ago. Keep in mind today, as you watch and wait, all of the people who have waited for Jesus' birth, all of the people who formed the chain to Bethlehem, and remember that you are one of these people. Think, too, of all the family and friends you have invited to come along as we go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, this thing which the Lord has told us.
Join us in hymn number 135 as we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Throughout history, many people have looked forward to Jesus' coming. It all began with Adam and Eve, who were once very close to God, walking and talking together in the garden with Him in the cool of the evening. But after they broke their promises, they lost this closeness with God. Their friendship with God had been damaged. Ever after, Adam and Eve yearned for this closeness again and spent many hours thinking about what might have happened and what it would be like to come once again experience it.
When the baby was born, I want you to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. All this happened just as it had been predicted centuries ago by the prophet Isaiah. A young woman who is still a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we will call him Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
Isaiah was that prophet. He had much to say about Emmanuel's coming. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light, for unto us has been born, unto a son has been given. God chose a man named Abraham and called him to go forth and lead his family to a new country. God promised Abraham that he would bless him and make of him a great nation, and God kept his promise. Out of Abraham and his wife Sarah came the people of Israel, God's own people. And one day, centuries later, Jesus was born in the land of Israel, the land of Abraham and Sarah. Years after his death, Abraham's grandson, Jacob, had a dream in which he saw angels going up and down on a ladder, a stairway reaching to heaven. Jacob was promised that all of the families of the earth were to be blessed in him and in his offspring. Thus it was that his descendant Joseph heard in a dream a short time before Jesus was born that this was a child from the Holy Spirit and was coming down from heaven to be born. Many years later came David, God's chosen king. David was a powerful earthly king. God promised David that someone from his house, his family, would one day be king forever. God kept that promise to David when he sent Jesus, our king.
He will be the Son of God and do great things for the Most High. He will inherit the throne of his ancestral father, David. He will rule over all the descendants of Jacob forever, and his reign will never end. Praise the Lord God of Israel, because he has come to redeem his people. He has given evidence of his power to save us through one from the lineage of David. As he has said through his holy prophets since the world began, I will deliver you from your enemies and from the hand of those who hate you. Yes, he will be merciful as he promised our fathers he would be. He has remembered his covenant, the oath he made with Abraham.
Thank you.
One day, the priest Zechariah was serving in the temple when he was visited by an angel of the Lord, who told him that he and his wife, Elizabeth, were finally to become parents, that Elizabeth would bear a son. They were to name him John, and he was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah was so afraid to believe that he lost his voice. But Elizabeth was overjoyed at this great gift. When their baby was born, Zechariah regained his voice and praised God.
Now, while Zechariah was praising God in front of his relatives and neighbors, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the old man prophesied, saying, "This baby will grow up to be a prophet for the Most High God, and he will go ahead of the Lord to prepare people's hearts to receive him. He will help the people know the way of salvation and how to have their sins forgiven. He will help them understand the tender mercy of our God, and God will shower us with grace like he floods the earth with the morning sun. His grace will illuminate the hearts of those in spiritual darkness and on the verge of spiritual death and guide all of us in the way of peace."
To page 118 and join us in singing the First Noel.
Thank you.
And so it was that God spoke to people through dreams and prophets and angels to announce the coming birth of his son Jesus. He sent a special angel messenger, Gabriel, who says of himself, "I stand in the presence of God." Gabriel was sent by God to Mary to tell her of God's plans for her life and for the world.
Then in the sixth month of her pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a little town located in the province of Galilee. Gabriel appeared to Mary, a young virgin engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, whose ancestor was King David. Gabriel said to her, "Greetings, Mary. God has chosen you. May the Lord's blessings be ever with you. You are selected over all the women in Israel." When she saw Gabriel, she was frightened and confused about what he was saying. She tried to figure it out, but couldn't. Then Gabriel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been very gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be the Son of God and will do great things for the Most High. He will inherit the throne of his ancestral father David." Then when Mary heard this, she said to Gabriel, "I can understand how God can make this happen between two old people, as he did with Abraham and Sarah, but how can this happen to me when I'm not even married?" Gabriel answered and said to her, "Your pregnancy will be by the power of the Holy Spirit, and a baby you give birth to will be holy, because you will be giving birth to the Son of God." Mary said, "I gladly submit myself to the will of my God to be his servant. Let it happen to me just as you said." With that, Gabriel disappeared.
While Joseph and Mary were engaged, but before they lived together, Joseph was startled to find that Mary was pregnant. Well, distressed and disappointed, but nevertheless a righteous and gentle man, Joseph planned to quietly break the engagement and send Mary away. But God had other plans.
One night, as he was considering how to carry out his plans, an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, don't be fearful about Mary. Go ahead and marry her. She's still a virgin in spite of what you think. She was made pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit and will give birth to the Messiah. When the baby is born, I want you to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he followed the angel's instructions and married Mary.
Far away in the city of Rome, the emperor Caesar Augustus called for a census of the whole Roman world, thus playing a part in God's plan to bring his son into the world. So all the people went to their own towns to be registered and counted. Joseph also went to his hometown. He took Mary with him to be registered in the Bethlehem of Judea, the home of his ancestor David. While they were there, the time came for Jesus to be born.
All the rooms in town were full, so they had to stay overnight in a cattle stall. That's where she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapping him up in strips of cloth and using an animal's feeding trough for his cradle.
Stay by my cradle.
This time of year around Bethlehem, shepherds stay in the field all night with their flocks. Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appeared to a group of them, and God's glory lit up the whole landscape. The shepherds were scared nearly to death. He said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that will thrill your hearts. Wonderful news that everyone needs to hear. A few hours ago, there was born in Bethlehem, the city of David, the promised Savior, the anointed of the Lord. As a sign that this is the Messiah, you'll find him lying in an animal's feeding trough, bundled in warm clothes."
Listen carefully. "And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace, goodwill among those men he favors.'" Imagine the excited conversations after the heavenly host departed. With one mind, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened."
Please open your hymnals to page 122. "Hark the Herald Angels."
Thank you.
Meanwhile, far away in the east, wise men scanned the skies and found a very special star. They knew that this star meant that something very important was happening, something like the birth of a king. They decided to follow the star and travel west to find this king. It led them to Jerusalem, and at Herod's court they made inquiries and discovered that indeed a king was to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, according to the prophet. They left Herod and continued their journey, and ahead of them went the star until it stopped over the place where the child was. When the star stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem when Herod the Great was king of Judea. And priestly astronomers from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where can we find the newborn king? Doesn't anyone here know where he is? For weeks we've been following an unusually bright star in the sky, which indicates that the deliverer of mankind has finally been born. It has led us to Jerusalem, and we want to worship him."
Traverse afar, field and fountain, more. King of Bethlehem plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all he reigns. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, amen raising, worship him God on high.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leaning, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathe a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, down through the earth and sky.
Good news of great joy for all people, shepherds, wise men, you and I, is that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Today we once again have traveled the road to Bethlehem, heard the prophecies and their fulfillment, listened to the angels, treasured these things in our heart, and pondered on them as did Mary. Along with the shepherds and wise men, we have discovered Christmas in the birth at Bethlehem. Let us take just one more peek, and like the shepherds, make known what has been told us about this child. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn, that Jesus Christ was born.
Thank you.
Said? Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, dear Father, for what we have just heard, the Christmas story. We thank you for the special time of year, which is truly a time for giving, and you have given us the ultimate gift, the gift of life, life that we have only through Christ. And we thank you for his life-giving story that has been recorded and preserved through your word. We not only thank you for this beautiful story of his early life here on earth, but we praise you for the fact that we are a part of that story. We have the joy of knowing that the story has a happy ending as long as we make that connection with him. So as we go from here, we pray that we will stay connected and will share with others wherever we may meet. Share with them that they too have a part in this story of life, and that they too can meet and get to know the author of life. So we pray these things now in the name of Jesus. Amen.